Welcome to the 4Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 17th of June, recording at 9:24 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets were mixed. I think India had about the best gains, bouncing from its lows. China, in contrast, continues to hit new lows for the year. European stock markets were open steady and then scored some pretty solid gains, and they were helped by a fairly robust banking sector, but that faded, and not least because Wall Street came in with a modest rise and then turned easier. Declines in the US were confined to 0.89% for the Dow to 0.68% for the S&P, but this is a soft performance overall in the banks index, the main banks index, S&P 500 banks index, that is right back on its lows. Now, elsewhere, in currencies, the US dollar was a little bit easier generally, currently 73.5 on the US dollar index. Precious metals seesawed a little bit, but mostly ending slightly higher. That included gold, currently 884.35, and platinum was had one of the better gains. Silver and palladium down slightly. The agricultural commodities were quite firm again in here today. I think boosted in part by the appalling weather conditions and the aftermath of this, although the rain, I gather, is stopped in that Midwest, U.S. Midwest growing region, that there's the fields are so waterlogged that the crops are deteriorating, and there's been massive flooding, as you probably realize. Metal prices, or rather industrial metal prices, mixed slightly more up than down. Crude oil had a quiet day for a change. Well, if a $3.25 range is quiet. It's currently at 133.77. That's down 84 cents. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously these remain nervous times for global stock markets. I had mentioned that we'd reached short-term oversold levels. Some of the declines had steepened as the weaker indices were testing their March lows, and a number of the Western indices had certainly retraced a fair proportion of their declines that they had seen from those March lows, those mid-March lows, and the rallies into mid-May. Now, the real Achilles heel here, I think, is the performance of the financial shares, and they remain weak. At least the Western financial shares remain weak, so that's a drag on the market, and it does increase the risk significantly that we will see those lows retested. Now, elsewhere, there are plenty of firmer performances. Brazil had a nice bounce in here today from the top of its range overall. The Canadian stock market has been rock steady, but the better performers are in the resources and some of the Middle Eastern and North African markets. So that's pretty much the story to date, and we, in addition to the weakness of banks, markets are still having to cope, of course, with the knock-on effects of the credit crisis in terms of slower economic growth that we're seeing around the world. And they're also having to deal with the dramatic increase in inflationary pressures, primarily due to energy prices and also food prices. And the food prices are the most emotive of all. So there's a lot to worry about here in terms of investors. As I've said before, rather wryly, that it's going to be quite a while before we see Goldilocks again, but it's by no means the end of the world either. The global economy, amazingly, against all this background, is still growing, and I don't see any evidence that we're going to see a global recession, although some people are extrapolating what they have seen in the West and the UK and fear that we will. You will see a fairly robust and interesting article that by Anatole Kolesky, yes, yet another one, but he's been putting out some good copy recently that Owen used here today, saying that the U.S. economy had passed its nadir in all probability. So this is in terms of overall growth, this is not all that bad, it should be said, but I don't want to minimize the risks of this low, protracted, slow period continuing. That's not good for corporate profits. And we again, these inflationary pressures are not going to go away quickly, even if the oil price is reined in, as I suspect it will be. The food bull run got a new lease of life due to the appalling weather that I had described out of the U.S. Midwest. So difficult times are going to persist here for a while longer. I don't think this is a moment to despair. I certainly wouldn't be chucking out the high beta Chindia type emerging markets. It's disappointing that they have fallen back a long way, but overall they're in much closer to a buying range than a selling range, and the long-term prospects are very good. But you and I can only deal with the realities of what the markets provide, and they're providing a fairly difficult environment. Those who are adding money into the market should do so cautiously. In the U.S., there are, well, it's the big company blue chips that are performing. And there's stocks like Walmart, there are the IBMs. Technology remains a generally firm sector overall. So the U.S. multinationals, the bigger the multinationals, they're doing quite well still, and I think that will actually continue. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have a somewhat better environment as we get towards the latter half of the third quarter of the year, if not sooner than that. But again, you and I can only deal with the reality of what markets provide, as I never tire of saying. Stock markets are challenging, needless to say. I do like Japan, though. If there's going to be an outperformer among the non-commodity industrialized stock markets, I suspect it will be Japan for the reasons that I mentioned again yesterday. But meanwhile, we have to look around for other opportunities for profit. I think that the precious metals can be nibbled at on any weakness. They represent good value and they're still very much in their long-term bull markets, in my view. I think that U.S. Treasury bonds can be shorted on rallies. I'm running shorts there, and I'm running small. I don't have positions in precious metals. I don't have aggressive positions in this environment. I shorted the U.S. dollar against the Canadian in here today. I've been thinking about that on and off for quite some time. Some of us just had a good run in the grain and bean sector, and I think there'll be other opportunities there. I'm hoping that some of these soft commodities pull back a little bit now, having lightened, and I may lighten in my sugar position. But basically, though, this is a bull market sector. And I think there will be other trading opportunities there. That's not for everyone. So if you don't trade, aren't interested in commodities, well, there are commodity shares, of course. Some of those, Owen wrote about the potash companies today. We've often commented on those. They've had spectacular performances, but the charts are near vertical. So if someone is long those, as I know some of you are, I think the sector needs to be played with a trailing stop, and you need to keep a close eye on the actual pot index, sorry, potash price, the actual commodity price. And anybody who wanted to jump on that bandwagon, well, you're coming in pretty late on that. But if you do, one should use a stop in that sector. And once, as Owen pointed out, once that potash price tips down, we are likely to get a significant medium-term correction in the shares, and of course that potash price will tip down at some point. It's been all one-way traffic on the upside, though, for quite some time. And what else to mention here? Well, not a lot, I don't think. I think that's pretty much it for another day. So I'll just say, as I do so often, all the best to all of you.